Job 40. Moreover, Yahweh answered Job, "Shall he who argues contend with the Almighty? He who argues with God, let him answer it." Then Job answered Yahweh, "Behold, I am of small account. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand on my mouth. I have spoken once, and I will not answer. Yes, twice, but I will proceed no further." So he's agreeing, Job is agreeing that, sure, I cannot answer you. I can't enter into some sort of debate with you. I can't sort of enter into some sort of court case with you, as I once thought. I just am not going to speak anymore. I am humbled before you. Although, as I say, God is not so much criticizing Job as, I think, confirming Job in some of the things that he's been saying about how God is almighty and that he cannot argue back with God, although he is pained by what he's going through. Then Yahweh answered Job out of the whirlwind. There's this whirlwind going on, this huge thunderstorm. "Now brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you will answer me. Will you even annul my judgment? Will you condemn me that you may be justified? Or do you have an arm like God? Can you thunder with a voice like him?" There was thunder going on at the time. "Now deck yourself with excellency and dignity. Array yourself with honor and majesty. Pour out the fury of your anger. Look at each one who is proud and bring him low. Look at each one who is proud and humble him. Crush the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together. Bind their faces in the hidden place. Then I will also admit to you that your own right hand can save you. See now, Behemoth, which I made as well as you." This could be some mythical creature that they believed in, or it could just be some big animal. "He eats grass like an ox. Look now, his strength is in his thighs. His force is in the muscles of his belly. He moves his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his thighs are knit together. His bones are like tubes of brass. His limbs are like bars of iron." Well, I think this could be talking about a hippopotamus. It kind of fits some of these descriptions. "He is the chief of the ways of God. He who made him gives him his sword." So God is saying, yep, even the most scary monsters, the most scary animals, Job, that you have ever seen, and perhaps the hippopotamus was the most scary one he'd ever actually seen, he says, "I've given him his power and I made him. Surely the mountains produce food for him, where all the animals of the field play. He lies under the lotus trees, in the cover of the reed and the marsh. The lotuses cover him with their shade. The willows of the brook surround him. Behold, if a river overflows, he doesn't tremble. He is confident, though the Jordan swells even to his mouth. Shall any take him when he is on the watch, or pierce through his nose with a snare?" The idea is that the scariest monsters, including your own suffering and the thing that you greatly feared that has come upon you, I created this. And in a strange way, these scary monsters lie in peace with the lotuses covering him, the willows of the brook surrounding him. He's not afraid. He's at peace. God is saying, yeah, I made this. I made him. I made the whole of creation. Even the scariest monster in your imagination, or the scariest animal that you ever met, maybe in Job's case a hippopotamus, he's at peace. I made him. I am in control. That is the simple message.